I would again invite you to let your entry into the practice itself be an expression of loving kindness for yourself. Let your awareness descend from the whole network of thoughts and rumination, memories, and so forth, which can often be a quagmire of conceptualization. Sometimes just take a break. And let your awareness descend into the non-conceptual space of your body. As you take the ever so important step of setting your body at ease, relaxed, soft, loose, settle your body in its natural state, relaxed, still, and vigilant, then start your respiration in its natural rhythm. Set your mind at ease. For the time being, whatever troubles may be lying in your past or concerns about the future, let them go for a little while as you let your awareness rest in stillness in the present moment. And for a short time, calm the discursive mind with mindfulness of breathing. Buddha declared that one who loves himself will never hate another. So in this classic fashion, let's begin the practice by focusing the spirit or this heart of loving kindness inwards upon ourselves, wishing ourselves well, that we may truly flourish. And if you will, let's follow the guidance of Buddha Gosa based upon centuries of experience prior to him, and arouse, first of all, this loving aspiration. May I be free of ill will. Arouse this yearning with every out-breath as if you were breathing out from your heart a spirit of loving kindness, soothing, healing, and calming. And as you breathe out, let your imagination come into play. And imagine here and now, being free of that mental affliction that so disturbs and disrupts the mind and blocks any true experience of loving kindness. Imagine being free. Still focusing upon yourself, arouse the yearning. May I be free of affliction, free of anxiety, and may I be well and happy. As you breathe out, let it be as if you're breathing this breath of loving kindness into your whole being, filling your body and mind with a sense of kindliness, of loving concern for yourself. Be your own best friend. What we all share in common is so much more important than what divides us. And what we share most fundamentally is our yearning to be happy and our wish to be free of suffering. And every individual is worthy of realizing this aspiration. So now direct your attention outwards, directing your attention to the person in front of you. Attending closely, letting this person become real as a subject, like yourself, with his or her own hopes and fears, joys and sorrows, and with every out-breath arouse this yearning. May you, like myself, be free of ill will. May you be free of affliction. Free of anxiety. And may you be well and happy. Imagine it be so, here and now. Direct your attention to the person to your right. And practice in the same way. May you be free of ill will or enmity. Free of affliction of all kinds. Free of anxiety. And may you be well and happy. As you breathe out, imagine it to be so, here and now. In the same fashion, direct your awareness to the person to your left. If there is no one to your left, simply choose another person in the room. focus clearly, attend closely. May you, like myself, be free of ill will. Free of pain and affliction of body and mind. Free of anxiety and all other underlying causes of distress. And imagine it to be so. As you arouse this yearning, may you, like myself, be well and happy. Focus then on the person behind you, if there is one, or on another person in the room, if there's not. Practice in the same way. And simplify the practice to arousing with each out-breath the simple yearning. As you attend to every person in this room, may you find happiness and the causes of happiness. Then let the space of your awareness expand out beyond the artificial barriers of this room. Embracing the field of your awareness, all those in the surrounding community, human and non-human alike. May each one be well and happy. And with every out-breath, continue expanding this field of awareness, of love and kindness in all directions, without boundary, without barriers. And release all aspirations, all images, appearances, and objects, and let your awareness simply come to rest. With no object, resting in its own stillness and clarity.